everyone on today's new DTLD review group call on Monday, the 21st of January. On today's call, we have Dev Anand-Tilak Singh, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Carlton Samuels, Irielansi Puro, Seth Rees, and Adela Dansu. Apologies noted today from Justine Chu, Kenny Huang, and Eduardo Diaz. And from staff on today's call, we have myself, Lisa Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also that staff will be taking action items, so if you'd be so kind as to clearly state the action item for the record. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Gisela, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the new GTLD Review Group conference call on the 21st of January. And just to go right into it, because we do have a packed agenda, a review update of the Review Group Statement of Interest. I should mention that, of course, there has been one change, and I probably should have mentioned it in the previous call during the Toronto meeting, that as chair of the review group, I have now become an ELAC member, which I started my term as an ELAC member at the end of the Toronto meeting. I don't anticipate this being any particular conflict of interest. Although, of course, if anybody has anything to say about that, obviously you can do so now at this point. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody saying anything as such. Oh dear, you seem to have an echo somehow. Okay, I'm hopefully going to continue, and hopefully that gets sorted out. So there being no comments or any on that, we can then move on to the next agenda item. As everyone knows, the deadline for at-large comments for suggesting possible objections to GTLD applications and or strings was the 16th of January 2013, and this was done to allow as much time as possible to allow members of at-large to comment on applications, and for us now to then look at the comments so far, and to encourage further comments on what have been now been posted to the GTLD dashboard. So we received several comments, and I hope everybody is at a computer here and is able to read these comments that were posted. So starting off first with the .amazon, I guess it is in alphabetical order. A comment was received on that Amazon. I'll post the link in the chat there. And the comment was received by Vanessa Cravo, and it was a short one, stating that she stresses her concerns regarding the application.amazon, and this is made by the Amazon EU SARL. And she says that the Amazon is a region that encompasses a large part of the territory of several countries of South America, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela, and is well known by its biodiversity. The name Amazon identifies this geographical region, as well as the largest river of the world, located also in the region. So the ecological importance of Amazon and the fact that it's a geographical region with its own people, communities, and culture should prevent a private company from using this name as it is proposed. This string should only be used to the development, promotion, or protection of this region and by its people. Now, as you know, the ALAC has standing to object to a GTLD application on two grounds: limited public interest. And I'll post the link here, and on community grounds. I'll just find the link post the link here as well. And those two links, if you open them, you will see that I've the excerpts from the African guidebook was included on those two sections here. So, first impressions on that, on the comments on .amazon? The floor is now open for comments or questions. Before anybody else continues, I see Seth has raised his hand. Go ahead, Seth. You may be muted. Star 7 to unmute. Still not hearing you, Seth.
Hi, this is Heidi. We're going to see if he's muted on the line. Gisela, do you know what
you're doing? Sorry, Gisela here. Yes, Gisela here. Seth, if you can hear us, which you can, have you enabled the microphone on your computer? Because we do not have you on the audio bridge. Seth, I'll get the dial-in to you.
So this is Tom Lowenhoff. Do you hear me?
Sorry.
Yes, Tom, we can hear you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Sorry. Who was that spoke? Sorry. My apologies.
That was Tom Lowenhaupt. That was, or this is Tom Lowenhaupt.
Okay. All right. Well, technically you're not really a member of the review group, but all right. But until Seth connects in, go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just hoping to assist your efforts in any way that I might. I realize it's a somewhat complicated situation with us having raised the objection, but we're also part of the at-large group and at-large structure, and thought that our contributions in terms of why we submitted the objection and had you any questions about it, that we might be able to assist. So I don't know if there's any reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. But right now we're reviewing the comments on .amazon at this point.
Okay.
So, all right.
Can I say something while we wait on...
Certainly, Carlton. Please, go ahead.
This is Carlton for the record. I want to say this, and it's in context of the whole idea of having a word, a common word, elevated to the rank of a, how do you say, a property, Common word elevated to the rank of property, because believe it or not, that is exactly what the domain name system does. And so I want to make these comments in that context. I, like most, would be quite concerned if any common word and the applicability of using that word in communication of any kind is hostage to the fact that this word is now a top-level domain label. I am concerned that that could ever be the case. What we have seen to date is that the context in which these words are in contention is when they are used with and delimited by the period before,
that name. So, for example, a domain name that is hotel.amazon or something like that, or carlton.com or that nature. So long as there is no attempt to generalize any kind of restriction to the name and the use of the word, I think the only way some of these objections would stand is if you totally append the domain name system. And I am looking seriously, and I hope for others to convince me, of the likely harms that would be inherent to this new list of domain, high-level domain names, from the evidence we would have accrued from the ones that are now existing. I have not seen any major ones, and I want to know what they are. And I'm seriously looking to be informed, guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Carlton. Okay, is Seth on the audio bridge now?
Yes.
Welcome, Seth. Okay, thanks. Please, go ahead.
I guess my point of view is that we've been empowered to look at two issues. One is community objection grounds, and the comments, the comment from Amazon, I assume, is coming from the perspective of the Amazonian community, so it's an appropriate ground, and I'm not sure how we subjectively decide which of the community grounds is appropriate and which are not. It would be my preference to send them all on, because they do seem to fit within our remit, and I am not sure how we judge that one community or one person representing one community has merit, whereas another community, or the fact that we get two objections or three objections from a given community. In other words, I'm not sure I want to be in a position to subjectively to say which communities objections are meritorious, as long as the objection is coming from the community and is based upon concerns of the community. And I think I've expressed this previously. It's my personal preference that generic terms or geographic terms not be monopolized by a private entity. And I'm going to bring in Mr. R.J. Glass's comments put forth in a separate string. I think he was very eloquent, pretty much stating that private interests and trademark interests should be secondary to other interests, including community interests in this case. So it would be I would personally be in favor of putting all objections that are geographically based forward for further consideration. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Seth. Okay, let me just ask a question here. Like I said, we have two grounds on which we can object on: limited public interest and community grounds. Can I get a sense of the room? And I would like to see people, you know, putting ticks or objecting, or disagreeing, I should say. I don't want to. Do you think the comments regarding .amazon falls under any form of limited public interest objections? My personal opinion, reading what limited public interest entails, is that it does not. So, can I get a sense of the room, whether people, do people agree with this, that the comments raised so far on .amazon do not fall under limited public interest? And just so we can document it and move on from the record. I see Adela saying yes. Seth says yes. Euros, yes. I see Carlton is typing. Yes. Understood. But I just want to remove that from consideration formally. Okay. I'm seeing no one disagreeing. So let's look at the community objection grounds. Now, again, if when we look at the community objection grounds, and again, I'll post the link. Now, actually, it goes into quite the applicant guidebook goes into some detail about it, and it mentions four particular tests. And in fact, the objector must meet all four tests in this standard for this objection to prevail. There was for an objection to be successful, the objector had to prove that the community invoked is a clearly delineated community. Community opposition to the application is substantial. There's a strong association between the community invoked and the applied for GTLD string. And fourth, the application creates a likelihood of material detriment to the rights or legitimate interests of a significant portion of the community to which the string may be explicitly or implicitly targeted. So, from those four tests, that would be how we will look at the application from the comments on Dark Amazon. You have community grounds, where the community expressing opposition is a clearly delineated community, and there are four points there. Again, I hope people are opening up this in their browser and looking at it, because I don't really want to recite the entire thing. So once we look at those four tests, see Yoro has raised his hand. Yoro, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Well, even before we go to the four points, there is this point what community or what the new GTLD string is explicitly or implicitly targeted for. And how I see this thing is that this objection grounds exist when there is a community and somebody wants to have a new GTLD targeted to that community. However, in this case, Amazon, the company, the bookshop, whatever, they are not targeting the Amazon community only. They are certainly targeting the entire world with this, using this name, which is their of course, trademark and name of the firm. So that for that reason, I think that this objection has no merit. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone wishes to respond to that or have any particular thoughts on this? Okay, Yoro, let me just ask a follow-up question. Apparently the application, and I should mention that as noted on the comment on the wiki page, there is a DAC, a Government Advisory Committee, early warning on this. Essentially expressing the same sentiments as was posted on the wiki page. I think how Amazon is intending to use this application is that it intends to run it as a closed term, meaning only for use by Amazon, the private company. So, if the community can be clearly defined as the as a community that exists as part of the Amazon basin, I should say, then since that community is not able to have access to any of that domains under that TLD, wouldn't that be a possible grounds for community objection? That, and I note Adela's comments there too. I'm talking about the targeting aspect of things here. If you read what which is the third point. Let's see. I'm seeing people typing, but I rather have people vocalizing. Adela, can you wish to just state what's the problem to prove the second point? Star 7 to unmute. Okay, apparently Marcella is not able to. Okay. All right. Well, I'm seeing more people typing rather than stating anything else. Anybody wishes to take the floor before I continue? All right. Okay, I understand now what you're saying, Adela. You're saying essentially because there's only been really one comment, that it's not really representative of expressions of opposition, and therefore proving point two, which is the substantial opposition, becomes harder to prove. Is that what you're saying, Adela? As one further comment also on this, the fact that various governments have objected to .Amazon, or I should say have posted early warnings about Amazon, and apparently several governments expressed support for it. Let me just find the item under the GAC warning very quickly. Sorry, just trying to find it on the website. All right. Well, I realize that it's probably seeing more and more people typing in stuff. So I'm just going to also now, if nobody has anything else to add on this, I just want to then move over briefly to the next one. We won't make a formal decision on this one regarding community objection as yet, but just to give people some ideas to think about. The next one we received comments on was on .CBA. Now, this is one regarding the Commonwealth Bank of of Australia, and the comments which we received, and I'm going to put for .cba, is here. .cba, some persons have said that this CBA is representing the province of Cordoba, which is a province and a city in Argentina. So, again, I'm thinking there's no limited public interest objections on, on .cba as well. The question then becomes, does any of the comments so far relate to any of the 4 points? And is this something too similar to Amazon? Let's see.
This is Carlton. Can I speak?
Please, Carlton. Go ahead.
This is Carlton for the record. Again, I feel that there is a concern that might be popular, but within the context of what we have to do and the measurement sticks that we have to use, I cannot see this standing as a objection that could be supported by the ELAC. In the first place, it's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that it's an acronym, CBA could mean carry by all, or you name any one of them, anywhere and everywhere. So the fact that it is about an acronym is even weaker than the Amazon argument when you measure it against either limited public interest or the community objection grounds to which we must subscribe to make this determination.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. I think tentatively I would agree with you, because to me, in my mind, CBA does not, it does appear to be more of an acronym. And I see Seth is also agreeing with you on this point as well. Can I get other comments from Adela, Aziz, or Yuru? What did they agree with Carlton on this? Yuru, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is Yuri Lansipura for the record. Yeah, I agree. I agree with Carlton. Thank you.
Okay, and I see as also Adela also agrees. Okay. All right, so just to state then, okay, for .cba then, there are no limited public interest grounds, first of all. And regarding a community objection to CBA, given that it's those three letters do not, because it's an acronym that does not, clearly target the community called into question, that therefore we should not proceed with any, we should not consider any further comments on .cba. Can I get either people agreeing or disagreeing with that? So, we are not going to consider .cba. We're not going to consider any further based on the comments received, looking at this on any limited public interest or community grounds. Okay, I see a tick from a dollar. I see a tick from euro. I see a tick from Carlton. Carlton, and set. Also, but tick was... who else is on this? Aziz, what are your thoughts? Do you agree or disagree? I just want to get it, I just want to get it for the records that all the persons on the review group agreed not to consider .cv on any objection grounds whatsoever. Is Aziz not? Okay, Aziz also agrees. Okay. Great. All right, so let's move on now. So let's move on then to the next topic, the next string that we've received comments on. This is on which one's next on the list? .nyc. Okay. Now, there's been some, Thomas has posted some comments as well as some background information regarding this, and I don't really want to repeat it because it's really a long set of text. So, anybody has any initial thoughts regarding .nyc? Going twice. Let's see. Seth, you want to take the floor rather than type it? Okay. Seth is saying that NYC falls in the same general category as Amazon. Okay, and Carlton also agrees with that. This is going to be, I want to get the idea of what other members of the review group think. So, Yoro, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was just going to put a check mark there.
Okay, so .nyc falls under the same general category as Amazon. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, may I speak for a moment?
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, but briefly.
I was just curious.
I'll let you go ahead.
I'm just curious as to that was the limited public... aspect or the community that you were just speaking of. There's clearly a community involved here.
Yes. So I think so what people are saying is there's no limited public interest grounds on which we could object on regarding .nyc. But there is a possibility for community objection.
All right.
Based on the four tests that. Similar to .Amazon. So, looking at the chat there on this issue. And thanks, Heidi, for putting in some. I have to say, a very impressive number of acronyms for CBE there. But anyway. Okay, anybody has any particular comments or questions regarding the comments posted on the wiki regarding .nyc? Going once, going twice. Okay. All right. Just so that we can come back to Amazon and NYC, let's just look at Patagonia, which I believe was the next one in the list. now I'm going to say perhaps now that it'll be similar concerns as was pointed out for Amazon and .nyc, that there are no limited public interest objections regarding Patagonia, but there may be possible community objection grounds for Patagonia. Can I get any? Okay. Right. Okay. Seth is saying that yes, that there are possible community objection grounds, that there is a discrete community versus a commercial enterprise with no relationship to the community. Can I see whether people agree with this comment or not? That it is, there are possible community objection grounds for Patagonia as per Amazon and .nyc. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's Olivier Capan of Law for the Transcript Record. I'm just wondering why you are, just a question on process, why are you are mixing Amazon, the NYC, and Patagonia? I thought that these would all have to be considered separately.
This is Dave. Thanks, Olivier. It's really just a clearly okay, we're establishing that for so far. We're looking at each of these strings in question, and so far there are no limited public interests for the previous strings that were previously brought up, Amazon, CBA, NYC. And we identified there are possible community concerns regarding Amazon, possible community concerns versus NYC, not for CBA, and possibly for Patagonia. The reason why is because, yes, they have to be treated separately, but also if there's an objection on limited public interest, for example, that has to be a separate objection process, a separate objection fee under limited public interest. And then if there's concerns on community grounds, then a separate objection has to be filed on community grounds. I hope that I'm making the process. The intent here is to just simply make sure that there are no, if there are any concerns on limited public interest, or if there are any concerns on community, because they are like two separate, two potential objections that could be filed under those strings. I'm not really comparing it as such, but it just seems to be that the concerns raised for Amazon are the same concerns raised for NYC, and the same concerns related to possibly Patagonia. Does that make myself clear? And as I was pointing out, we're just trying to draw analogies. I hope that's okay.
Thank you very much, Dave. I'm glad that you've mentioned this for the record. You do have to remember that this does constitute an important record of the process by which those applications are being considered. And I just want to make sure that there is no misunderstanding that an analogy might be made between one and the other when, of course, each of these is considered on a case-by-case basis. That's just, you know, the reason for my intervention. But I'm glad to hear that it is the case that each is being dealt with entirely separately. Yes, when you do say, well, one might argue that you would have a similar situation with .Amazon and .Patagonia But then if one looks at the details of the case, it might be that the two are entirely different. So I would
exactly.
really say each would have to be looked at separately. That's all. Thank you.
Understood. And again, I don't think we're going to be able to go into a deep dive on analyzing all the facts behind establishing whether the four tests can be proven for each of these, for all the strings and so forth in this call. This is more just to get the preliminary look onto it. The next steps will then have to look at, okay, can we prove each of these, can we apply the four tests and probably divide the work up for the strings that we think that the test should be applied to, for the strings that we think that community objection grounds is plausible. So, but thanks for that. I lost my track of thought. Yeah, sorry, we're looking at Patagonia. Any other further thoughts or comments other than what Seth had mentioned? Going once, going twice. Okay. So, let's then look at the next comments received. And this is the comments received on multiple strings by R.J. Glass. So it was not really a specific comment on a particular application. And I just wanted to know whether persons who have read this, what were their initial thoughts regarding the comments from R.J. Glass? I know Seth, you had made mention of it when you had talked about Amazon. Do you want to take the floor to say something on this?
Yeah, sure. I was just impressed with the thought process, and I thought it was insightful, and it's a good comment for the overall process. I'm not sure there's anything we can do with it other than thank Randall for bringing it forward.
Thanks, Seth. I would agree with you. I mean, it just seems to be a very general comment on the new GTLD process itself, or the new GTLD program in general. I don't know if there are any particular issues in it that could be referenced in the new GTLD working group, which is looking at the comments the comments that were made by Internet New Zealand previously and IT for Change. Anybody has any initial further thoughts on this or comments regarding the multiple strings by R.J. Glass? Going once. Lengthwise. And that is correct, Adela. I see in her statement, the mandate is restricted to specific objections. Yes, to specific, yes. So there doesn't seem to be an easy way to apply what R.J. Glass is saying to a particular application. But that's my impression of it. Obviously, somebody could disagree with that.
Change.
Yeah? Sorry, what's that? Okay. Very well. I think we could also forward it to the new GLT. So, okay, for this one then, we can acknowledge Randall's comments and ensure that it gets looked at by the new GTLD working group, which is tasked with coming up with at large comments on the overall new GTLD program itself, then, given that this is really not really within our mandate? Is that okay to proceed with regarding treating the comments on multiple strings by RJ Glass? Okay, Stack agrees. Just want to seek agreements, or even if you disagree, but I want to make sure that everybody is clear on this. We're going to refer this to the new GTLD working group, that since it's a comment related to the new GTLD program and not on any application as such. Okay, that's yes, Yoro, yes, Adela, yes. I'm not seeing Carlton.
You can mark me down as a green.
Great. Excellent. Okay, and then the final comments received was a comment on Dot Africa. I'm trying to find my agenda page right now. Hold on a second while I post the comment. Here is the comment received. Quickly. All right, found it. This is a comment that was actually, I don't think there's much to be said for this. I don't think there's really anything that could be done. Okay. Unfortunately, there seems to be an echo here.
Sorry, Deb, this is Heidi. I think that's an AC room. Gisela, are you able to determine if that's someone with their audio on their AC?
It's working now.
Heidi, Gisela here. Yes, it is someone with the audio from the Adobe Connect room. Just to remind you that if you are on the phone bridge as well as the Adobe Connect audio, please do mute your microphone. And Seth has just said that was him. Thank you. Sorry to have disturbed.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, so just to go back to the comment I was received on by Dot Africa, it wasn't very clear. I posted a link to the comment that was received. I don't think there's really anything that needs to be done by the review group, because if anything, it was more of an endorsement of one of the applicants for Dot Africa. And I don't really see any need to act on it as such. Anybody has any? Does anybody disagree or think that there's any further action needs to be taken on regarding this comment? Okay. So regarding this comment on Dot Africa, there's nothing to further to act on, and because it was more a comment expressing support for an application, expressing support for a particular applicant, I should say, rather than coming up with an objection concern. So we're not going to act any further on the comment made on Dot Africa. So just to make sure, if everybody agrees, can you please see, I just want to see some text here, or if you have any comments, obviously, please do so. Okay, Adela, Carlton, Euro, Seth, and Aziz. Okay, I'm seeing text all around on that. Great. All right, excellent. Okay, so now we've now just gone through an overview of all the comments received on the new GTLD dashboard. So there are some. So if I might just to proceed on the next steps here, we are going to do a little more investigation of the comments received on .Amazon. On community grounds, we are going to look a little bit more deeper on at goodness, off, on .nyc on community grounds. And for .patagonia, we're going to look at, we're going to do a deeper investigation on the comments received on .patagonia on community grounds. Now, what does that mean by doing a more investigate, more, a deeper look? As the community grounds page shows, there are like four tests that we need to look at very more closely. And it's important that the objector must meet all four tests in the standard for the objection to prevail. So the work that needs to be done will be to look more deeply at the comments on .amazon, .nyc, .patagonia, those three strings, and to look to see whether the four tests that are applied for community grounds, can they apply to those three, to those applications. We're not going to proceed further with .cba. We're not going to proceed further on .africa. And regarding the RJ Glass comments on multiple strings, we'll refer it to the new GTLD working group for their input.
Yeah, just for clarity, this is Heidi. For the .nyc, was that going to be the same as for .amazon and .patagonia? So does not meet limited public interest, but the research review group will do more in-depth research on whether it meets all four tests of the community grounds objection?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Because there's no, yeah. So, Scott, you want to take the floor to post this to... Okay. I see Scott is raising the point that we need to consider how we are going to determine whether the objections are substantial. Well, I think this is where us as review group members are going to have to figure that out in ourselves, because if it is that we cannot prove that it is, prove that point, then it's going to fail the test, and therefore, how should I put it, any objection statement would not like be, any objection statement will not likely be succeed. So go ahead, Seth.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I guess my concern is what is expected of us in terms of determining whether something's substantial. You know, if we just look at the number of comments on the dashboard, we're not going to get to substantial. So my question is whether something else is intended or whether our responsibility requires us to go investigate outside to determine if something is substantial. If it's just a matter of number of comments, then I don't think we're going to get there on any application in any case. And so I'm thinking it might mean something more than that. And I'm not sure we should be concerned with proof. I don't know if our remit requires that we have proof so much as a genuine concern.
Well, this is Dave. Thanks, Seth. Well, you see, I mean, if we are going to draft any potential objection statements based on the comments received, and I'm using if. Now we have to show that the four tests that was described in the applicant guidebook, you know, community, substantial opposition, targeting, and detriment. Those four factors or four criteria are met, and you're right, and that's something we have to really think carefully on. If there are not that many comments from at large, how do we prove that there is substantial opposition? After I think a bit more on that, does anybody have any initial thoughts or comments on this from the review group members?
Seth and Xander, I'd like to hear.
Oh, okay, Carlton. Carlton, sorry.
No, Seth and Xander.
Oh, sorry, Seth. Yeah, well, I thought Seth was had his hand up from before, and he's taking it down now. So, yeah. So, Carlton, you want to say any further thoughts or?
Well, you know, when you say this is Carlton for the record, the word substantial there is troubling. In this certain interpretation, because first of all, you have to define and circumscribe the community, and then you have to see how much of this community is substantial. Is a community of 50, and if substantial, does it mean five of them? I don't know. It's a really difficult thing to kind of put your arms around in the practical sense. To me, that has always been the gravamen of this whole review group thing. There's very little capability embedded in the process to objectively measure. Very little. And
no,
you can't do it with the time. You can't do it with the time allotted. And you can't certainly do it without putting some coin in the process. And we don't have coins to put in the process. So that has always been my position. It requires good men to make some judgment calls, and I think we're doing the best with what we got.
Yeah, indeed. I should mention that the African guidebook says regarding substantial opposition. It says, and I'm quoting from the African guidebook, if some opposition within the community is determined, but it does not meet the standard of substantial opposition, the objection would fail. It will fail.
Sure,
so,
but it didn't tell you what substantial opposition is. And it didn't even give you a methodology to circumscribe the community.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot assume in this instance that community means every internet user, because I don't think it does mean that. But then, what subset of it, and how do you circumscribe it? What are the methods that you use? How do you define it? It's like surveying a piece of land. I know the land is so much and so place, good place, but where do I put the markers to determine finally how much I have? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And this goes back to if there were more comments really to really have a conversation to regarding this.
And you said, just said something there in the red book, which is it's where I am at. He says I'm not so sure process is limited to putting forward objections that have proven to have substantial opposition, but that may have substantial opposition. You're quite right, Seth, because I can't measure what substantial opposition is. It's a judgment call, and collectively, I think we're doing the best we can when we look at what we have seen against the criteria that is laid out for us. That's the point I'm making.
Okay.
I'm also prepared for my judgment to be disqualified by the ALAC.
Sorry, what's that? Sorry, I didn't catch that part.
I'm also prepared for my judgment to be disqualified or qualified, as the case might be, by the ALAC. So I'm not making the final decision here, but I am making a decision based on what I think is reasonable and rational. And the ALAC in its wisdom, collectively, may disallow it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Carlton. Well, given that we have, like, you have to really do a more closer look at the community grounds and look at closely at the four tests. Yeah, and I see Adela, just to say for the record, I see Adela is also agreeing with Carlton. So I would say our next steps is, our next steps will be to look closely at the four tests for the community objection grounds, to look at the three strings and questions that we think the three strings that merit further attention or further review on the on community objection grounds. Now, the thing is this, though. Our timeline is not quite limited now. There's not going to be that much time between now and literally the first week of February in which to try to come up with any potential statement for any relos to review and then for the relos to then consider what the relos said regarding those subjection statements. So my question is this. I was thinking the way the Jazz Working Group worked, they had like two conference calls in the week. Do you think that we should have another conference call where we could comment on the list, certainly, obviously, but have another conference call to really, okay, we've read the four tests, we've looked again at what the comments said, and we think, yes or no, that we should proceed further with any objection statement, or of course, otherwise. So if you want to have a next conference call, do you want to have another conference call on, say, end of the week, which is Friday, or the first thing next week, which is on the 28th? Initial thoughts. Do you want to have another conference call on Friday, or do you want to have a conference call on Monday?
Sorry, is that to me?
Staff can certainly advise whether...
Either Friday or Monday is equally fine.
Okay, yeah.
So would a doodle be better for everyone?
I think so. I see Seth is pointing out the time zone issue. And also a doodle to then consult with other working group members. Okay. I think that's probably a good idea. So whether if staff can then do a doodle so that we could have a call on Friday or Monday to go over to look at those three strings and then decide further whether to proceed with trying to draft any community objection statements or not. Okay? Great. I hope that action item is recorded. And any other business? Because I know we're going slightly over an hour here at this point, and my apologies for that. Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Okay, there being no other further comments, I think we can adjourn the call. I want to thank everybody for the call here. And again, look closely at the community objection and the four tests and look whether this can really be successfully applied to the three strings that in question, .Amazon, .NYC, .Patagonia. And then the next conference call will then make a more decision to whether to proceed with any objection statements or not, or whether it doesn't meet the test or so forth. Okay? Thank you all so very much, and take care.
Thank you. Thanks all. Bye-bye.
Call is now adjourned. Yeah.